America's judicial system has been the target of a number of political attacks this year, and not just from President Donald Trump questioning the legitimacy of some, quote, so-called judges, or saying he wants to break up the federal appeals court, which struck down his travel ban. A new report by the left-leaning Brennan Center for Justice finds Republican-controlled legislatures across the country are targeting state courts and remaking them for potential political gain. They've tracked at least 41 such bills in 15 states, and that's just since January 1st of this year. Alicia Bannon co-authored this report. In an interview with WFAE's Tom Bullock, Bannon notes North Carolina is one state leading the trend. Here, we've seen bills to make judicial elections partisan, shrink the size of some courts, and to limit the governor's power to appoint judicial replacements, and more.
Well, in part because of the sheer number of bills that have been considered in the legislature this session, including the number that have actually passed, North Carolina has really been an outlier in the extent to which the legislature has been targeting the courts in a number of different dimensions. I also think the political context in North Carolina is really notable. So in November, you had both the governor and the state Supreme Court shifted to Democratic control, and immediately afterwards, you started to see the legislature introduce a number of bills that were very plainly targeted at gaining, entrenching partisan control in the courts and weakening the governor's power.
And let's go through some of the specifics when it comes to North Carolina. The first one I want to bring up are the changes to judicial selection systems. There are five bills that you note in North Carolina. But there are also similar bills in Arizona, Indiana, Iowa, Missouri, North Dakota, Oklahoma. How similar are these bills? Is this something that we're seeing from basically a legislative factory, for lack of a better way to say it? Or is there just kind of a general sentiment in Republican-controlled legislatures to act to change judicial selection systems?
I certainly think that judicial selection has been on people's radar, including in convenings by groups like the Federalist Society and others that focus on issues around the courts and law. I think what we've seen in states around the country is that there's been a real effort, particularly on the right, to get more control over the courts, that courts are seen as too independent from the political branches and oftentimes come into conflict with the political branches. So they've struck down laws as unconstitutional. And what I think is so concerning is that it's very important that judges have the space to hear cases and decide those cases based on their understanding of the law, and that the public be confident that that's what they're doing.
And there's one additional thing I want to bring up in one of the bills here in North Carolina that you focus on. It's House Bill 100, which was sponsored by Representative Justin Burr, and it restored partisan elections for judicial candidates for superior and district court judges. And I want to play a little sound from the floor debate of that bill. This is Representative Joe John, and he is the only former judge in the North Carolina legislature.
The good men and women who serve as judges today in our state are not, Mr. Speaker, partisan politicians, and that they have not been required to engage in election campaigns which threaten to blur the fine line between the sacred independence of our judicial branch and the raw red meat of hostile partisan elections, a line which only seven states in our union of 50 have decided to cross.
Does Joe John have a point that having judges run in partisan elections could in fact lead us to more activist judges because they're worried about pleasing primary voters?
It's a great question, and I think the question is something that's very fraught. I think people feel very strongly about it, and I think the data is somewhat mixed and kind of a general matter as to the advantages and disadvantages of partisan elections. I think one advantage of partisan elections is that it gives voters more information, and judicial elections are typically pretty low information races. But I think there are also real concerns about judges being too closely linked to political parties. What I would say that I found most troubling about the debates in North Carolina, and I know the previous year they moved to partisan elections for the high courts and appellate courts as well, is that it happened in an environment where the move was plainly motivated by partisan interest. I think there was a sense that this move to partisan elections would advantage one party, the Republican Party, and that it was therefore not motivated by some assessment of what are the needs in North Carolina's judicial selection system, but rather as a way of trying to entrench one party's power over the courts.
Considering North Carolina's role, which seems to be at the center of these judicial changes that are happening elsewhere in the country, has North Carolina, in essence, turned into a testbed for these kinds of laws? And if they succeed here, do you think they would spread?
I think that there are a lot of people that are watching North Carolina very closely right now. I do think that North Carolina is very much now a state where there's a lot that's being tried out. There are a lot of boundaries that are being tested. And I think how the state responds to that is going to be a very telling lesson for people that may be looking to do similar things in other states as well.
Alicia Bannon, senior counsel at the Brennan Center for Justice. She was speaking with WFAE's Tom Bullock.